I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The COVID-19 pandemic is making life even more difficult in Syria. A few weeks ago, the government issued a nationwide lockdown. Nuna from Triumphant Mercy, Lebanon.
Every city is blocked, so they can't even go from a city to a city, so the roads are blocked.
The current travel restrictions mean aid workers can't reach the people who need help. Plus, food prices have reached an all-time high.
People are just bringing food with trucks, and these people who are selling food are just putting the prices they want. So people can't afford even bread.
Syria had plenty of crisis before the pandemic hit. 9 years of war completely destroyed Syria's infrastructure and social services, resulting in a massive humanitarian crisis. 80% of Syrians live in poverty. Things may look utterly hopeless, but God is still on the move. Visit missionnews.org for prayer tools and stories of hope. And churches everywhere have an opportunity to minister to those struggling in the midst of this pandemic through outlets such as Facebook and WhatsApp, as well as outreach programs within the community. The church in Brazil is able to reach those who are seeking solace in the midst of these anxiety-ridden times. Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries.
Pray for this 2020 initiative. Pray that we would be able to share the gospel with 10 million people at the end of May. That we'd be able to share the gospel with them, see people come to Christ, and then begin to follow them up. This is a unique moment in history because of the pandemic, but it could be a very strategic moment for the church.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunga Padaiti. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.